Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent today, and we now check in with Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. Her website, thinkglink.com. I love it. How are you, Elise?
I'm good, Wendy. How are you?
Good. We were just talking about the supermarket apps and digital coupons, and Steve and Mary do not know how to use the digital coupons. It's really, in order to save money these days, you have to do that.
Yeah, they've actually retooled our lives for Gen Z.
I guess
we just have to get used to being on the other side of the digital divide from our kids.
Yeah. I just can't remember, you know, it used to be fun going to the grocery store, and now it's like you have to figure out, do I really need this coffee cake this week, or should I wait till it's on sale?
Well, you know, raising kids is so expensive, and actually this week LendingTree had a study about how much parents are actually spending, and it turns out that parents of kids younger than 18, or parents with kids younger than 18, spend about $11,500 a year per child. And three quarters of parents surveyed said that having and raising children has been a far more expensive endeavor than expected.
Why is that? What's changed?
Well, some of it is child care expenses,
yeah.
Right? And over half of parents have gone into debt, according to the survey, for child-related expenses, and child care is up among that. But also food. I mean, you guys were talking about going to the grocery store, how expensive it is, making choices. Even at a place like Costco or Walmart, right, where things are generally less expensive because those companies have big buying power, or even Aldi, there are things that are more and less expensive as the weeks go on. And we find ourselves making the same choices about which toilet paper to buy or whether we're going to get cereal this month, you know, this cereal or that cereal, because it's, you know, one of them is on special. And so I think that there's more of a sense that as you go in, even for something like cereal choices, if you're going to pay $10 for a box of cereal, which some of them are,
yeah,
you're going to think twice about it.
I know, it is absolutely crazy. How's the job market doing? How's unemployment? Is that actually up a little?
Well, unemployment numbers are up. It rose to 3.9%. And historically, we are still near an all-time low for the number of people who are unemployed in this country. If you want a job, you can get a job. You may not like that particular job or that boss, but hey, go ahead, try a different one. But job growth totaled 175,000 in April on a net basis, and that was below the consensus from economists. So what's good about that? Which there's a lot of good things, right? Number one is the economy is still growing. But from a larger perspective, the Federal Reserve has been looking for a slowdown, and this month's employment number, the number of new jobs, was well below expectations and well below even where the Fed thought it would be. And that was good for a lot of, on the other side, the stock market went up a lot today because they're now thinking, well, if the economy's really finally slowing down, the Fed's going to lower interest rates. So there's just a lot of expectation on these, you know, month-to-month numbers.
All right. So what's going on with healthcare-led job creation? If you look at some of the help wanted things, a lot of jobs, there's jobs available everywhere, but that seems to be the field of choice that you should be going into. Kids, if you're listening at home and looking for something to do with your life, going into healthcare will always give you a job, it seems.
Yeah, well, it's going to pay off in a number of different ways. Well, let's talk about where the jobs are, actually. So in April, those 175,000 new jobs, 87,000 of them, right, more than half, all went, or almost half, went into healthcare and what they call social assistance, which is caregiving. And it was far more than anything else, right? The next two biggest categories were transportation and warehousing. Hello, Amazon.
Yeah.
And retail trade. So 21,000, almost 22,000 in transportation and warehousing, 20,000 new jobs created in retail trade. Not necessarily physical stores, right? But the behind the scenes, you know, online retail growing at a pretty good clip. Wholesale trade also up by 10,000 jobs. Construction was only at 9,000 jobs created. And the problem I have with that is this is the category that includes real estate. So if you're building residential homes, and we are, as I've said so many times to, you know, Lisa and to John Williams, we're 5 to 6 million homes short in this country. That's how many people would like to move out and into their own homes if they could only find one.
Yeah.
So we need to have a lot more construction jobs added. And they're there. People are advertising help wanted, but it's really being, there's just not enough people to fill those slots right now.
Right. You say not enough people to fill these slots right now. Do you see that ever changing where you go to a restaurant and you don't see a help wanted sign and you're able to get service in a timely fashion? Because right now I feel so sorry for some of these people because they are picking up the slack for employees that aren't there.
Yeah. You know, so this is not, I'm going to say this, and you know there are going to be some of our listeners who disagree with this, but we had a lot of these jobs filled, both in retail, restaurants, you know, other kinds of jobs, including construction, by the immigration that we had for decades in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had people coming from Europe who were experts at drywall installation or at plastering, people from Mexico who came in and were painters. You know, who went into the restaurant industry at the Asian market came in and, you know, 100 years ago, Chinese came in and they started restaurants. And so we've had this wonderful history in this country of immigrants coming to the country and taking some of the jobs like these that are so desperately needed. In the last, I don't know how many years, we've stopped that. And it's calmed down. And I'm talking about legal immigration into the country,
right?
People applying and coming in, not people just sort of showing up on our borders. But it, you know, until we figure that out, we're going to be short. And the reason we're going to be short is people are not replacing with our birth rate. Our birth rate has fallen in this country as it has almost over the whole world, and so we're going to need to find hands, extra hands, in other places.
Wow.
And bring them in. And I hope that we decide to do that, because then we'll build the housing we need. We'll have the people at the restaurants to serve us and make the food that we like to eat and take care of our people and do all these other jobs that are out there.
Boy, you know, sometimes I get bummed out when I think about, like, what the world is these days. It's changed a lot, has it not?
It has. I would like to, you know, end on something that
please do.
just to end on something a little bit less distressing for you. You know, I did want to say that it is going back to the parenting thing. You
yes.
know, parenting is expensive. You've raised a couple of kids. I've raised a couple of kids. Steve's got kids. You know, we've all got kids. The vast majority of people are very happy with the families that they have, and they're very happy with the choices they've made to raise them, even if they feel like it would be nice to have a few extra bucks here or there. Parents are not giving back their kids anytime soon. So it's just been a really rewarding thing. And it was nice that LendingTree study actually asked people that, and that 80% are very happy with the kids that they have.
I love my family. And I'm telling you, 7 days in Walt Disney World with your family, you got to love each other or you're going to kill each other. So
so true.
It was great. And the reason Walt Disney is so profitable, and I'm going to tell you this, you mentioned toilet paper earlier, Elise. I'm sorry, maybe too much information, but really Walt Disney World cannot afford two-ply toilet paper. I mean, please. That's all I'm going to say.
Hmm.
That's probably why they're doing so well. Come on, two ply. Is that too much to ask?
It's not. You can ask for it twice.
Right.
Still not too much.
Where do people find you? Thinklink.com?
That's the best place for sure.
All right, Elise, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You bet.
News with Steve Bertrand coming up next here on 720 WGN.